This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I want to share with you today a very simple but very powerful advice that actually one of my aunts, my uncle passed away, was alone, just her children, all grown children. So she said to them, all of you are more educated than I am. All of you have more world experience than I have. And so I don't interfere with your lives. But I want to give you a piece of advice. To follow that advice and inshallah you will never go wrong. And she said, focus on three things: shukr, tawbah, and forgiveness. She said, make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation that you are in. Whatever it might be. Whether it is good or it is not good. There is a teaching story of this prime minister of this king who had this habit of saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. For everything. Whatever happened, he would say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So if something good happened, good harvest, he would say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Next year there is a drought and there is a crop loss, he would say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sickness and health and wealth and poverty, everything, Alhamdulillah. So people said, it's very strange, man. I mean, for everything he says, Alhamdulillah. I mean, even when there is pain, even when there is, Alhamdulillah. So one day, the king, he was doing, you know, with his exercising every morning with a sword and so on, and his finger got chopped. So in the sword play, one finger got chopped. As soon as the prime minister heard, he said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So the king got angry. So they went and told him. He said, see, your prime minister is saying, Alhamdulillah, you chopped your finger. So the king got very angry. He said, put him in jail. So the prime minister put him in jail. He said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. They said, you are a madman. You put you in jail. You say, Alhamdulillah. He said, Alhamdulillah. So after that, some days passed. One finger is gone. So they wrapped it up and so on. Then the king decided to go hunting. They used to go hunting in those days. You know. So he is now mounted on his horse. He is charging. They see a deer. He is chasing this deer. In the process, he loses his bodyguard. They get separated. And he reaches a deep end of the forest. And he is caught by a tribe of cannibals. So these people, they sacrifice human beings to their gods and then they cook them and eat them. So they caught this man. So now he's all dressed up and tied up and everything else. Now they're taking him to sacrifice him. And as they lay him down, their priest says, first check him. He has to be whole, complete. There should not be any aib. There should not be any fault with him, nuqs. So when they check him, one finger is missing. So they said, we can't sacrifice this man. He's got, you know, one finger is missing. So they let him go. So he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes home. And as soon as he comes home, he releases the prime minister from his prison. And he says to the prime minister, tell me something. My life is saved. I came back home. I said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Why did you say Alhamdulillah when you were put in jail? The Prime Minister said, at that time, I said, Alhamdulillah, because this is my habit. I thank Allah for everything. He said, now I understand why I said Alhamdulillah. He said, why? He said, because I am your closest companion. Right? On that day, I would have been with you. They would have left you because you had no figure. They would have sacrificed me. So, Alhamdulillah, I was in jail safely. I was not with you. If I was with you, I would have died. So, Alhamdulillah. So, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every situation. Alhamdulillah. The reason I'm saying is today, nowadays in, you know, America it is hot. It is 35 degrees Celsius. Today was 33 or 34 degrees Celsius. In India and Pakistan, it is 49 degrees Celsius. People are here, 35 degrees. The heat wave, this, that. Oh my God, how hot. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second piece of advice was, Tawbah. Make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, Allah will not give azab. Allah will not punish them as long as you are among them. This is the Bashara of Nabi Sallam. Allah will not give azab to them as long as you are with them. And Allah will not punish them وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ as long as they are making istighfar. So istighfar, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah, keeps away the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah opens the doors of difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts you from difficulties. Istighfar opens the doors of difficulty. The famous story of the baker and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah, I mentioned this many times, but alhamdulillah, these are good stories. Imam Ahmad was traveling alone by himself. He was very old at that time. He must have been in his 80s. He was traveling alone. He had his, you know, whatever he was carrying, his goods with him. He reached this place, small little town or village, alone, nobody is there. Late in the night, he found a masjid. He went and he put his stuff there. He prayed salah. And the mawzin of the masjid was there. So he asked the man, he said, can you permit me to sleep here because I have nowhere to go? And he did not tell him who he is and so on. Because this is Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi. He is the khatib and imam of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. If he had told his name, the man immediately would have. But he didn't say his name. These were people, these are the true scholars of Islam. They don't go and, you know, make tam-tam all over the place. So he asked the man, can I sleep here? The man said, no. That's very strange because, you know, alhamdulillah, we Muslims are hospitable people. He said, no, you can't sleep here. Yeah, I said, I'm an old man, I'm alone, I'm nothing, I can just go in the corner, I'll sleep. So he said, no, go. So then he asked him, you know, in our countries, we have the masjid, which is the covered area, which is the musalla, then there is usually a small, you know, courtyard. He said, can I sleep there outside in the courtyard, just inside the, so that I'm not on the street? He said, no. And to the extent, the man picked up Imam Ahmad's things and he dumped them on the street outside the masjid. And he pushed Imam Ahmad outside. Now, opposite the masjid, there was a bakery. And the baker, you know, bakers work in the night. So this baker was baking this bread and he heard this sound and people shouting. He looked out, he said, what is happening here? He went there, he picked up the things. He said, you come with me. Then he brought Imam Ahmad to his bakery. He laid down his bedding and he said, no problem, you stay here. You stay here in my bakery. Imam Ahmad, alhamdulillah, he thanked him and so on and so forth. And he lay down there making dhikr, so on. He spent the whole night in the bakery of this man. And he noticed that this baker continuously would make istighfar. That is the true story told by Imam Muhammad himself.
So this man continuously makes istighfar while he's working. So he's making his bread by throughout the night. In the morning, Imam Ahmad called him. He said, look, he told him, he said, I saw you in the night, the whole night you make istighfar. Right? Now this is a great blessing from Allah. So I am sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and given you some karama. Allah has given you some greatness, some new thing, some blessing. Tell me, what is it? The man said, alhamdulillah, every dua I ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me except one. Huh? He said, all my dua, every dua I ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me except one dua. Now this is very intriguing, interesting kind of twist to the tale. So Imam Ahmad said to him, what dua did Allah not give you? The man said, Sheikh, I'm a poor man, I'm here. It's my greatest desire to meet Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But Imam Ahmad is in Medina, I can't leave my bakery, I can't go to Medina. And I am asking Allah, Ya Allah, I want to meet Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, please make some arrangement for me to go and meet him. That's the only dua Allah has not accepted. Imam Ahmad got tears in his eyes. The man said, why are you crying? He said, because I am Ahmad bin Hanbal. He said, now I understand why Allah did not even allow me to stay in his house. Huh? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me out from his house because of your dua. Allah sent me to you. The power of istighfar. Tawbah. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final piece of advice is forgiveness. Because wallahi, everybody without exception needs forgiveness. We need Allah's forgiveness and we need the forgiveness of people. One of the Salafus Salihin, he said, it is better to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 10 sins rather than meeting him with one thing against another person. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will not forgive you until the person forgives you. Whoever you transgressed against, you spoke something against somebody, you attacked their honor, you attacked their izzah, you attacked themselves physically, whatever it was, right? You did ghiba or slandering, what not? Seek forgiveness and forgive people. Whoever does something, say forgive them. And sincerely forgive them. I always say, don't forget the lesson. In every interaction, there is a lesson. When we say forgive, we don't say, forgive, forget the lesson. If you forget the lesson, you are stupid. Because you make the same mistake again. Don't do that. Remember the lesson. But in the heart, keep the heart clean. Forgive people. So three pieces of advice. What are they? First one, shukr. Always thank Allah. Number two, istighfar. Seek forgiveness of Allah. And number three, forgive people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to live in this life in a way which is pleasing to Him. We ask Allah to enable us to do the actions which will make our du'as acceptable. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as and to grant us from His grace and majesty. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ